to sing on? What do I need to sing on? Put the thing on. As I think all of you, or almost all of you, must know, the man I'm introducing to tonight is visibly a large man. And he has had to find in poetry, both from a phrase came up in a seminar of his, suddenly he was saying, he's trying to find a position inferior to language, and every American impulse in the beginning has been to use it right away and cash in on it, no matter what it was. What I want to suggest is, if you find difficulties in Olson, they're because he knows that the only thing in poetry for him is going to be found in a struggle. And because his knowledge of language is such that its usability seems everywhere, and sometimes he really, to me, looks, I keep thinking, he'll never find how to take a hold of that so it isn't usable. I mean, he'll be absolutely baffled. But when he does, we have, the rest of us poets, been confronted with some amazing dimension in which we find the bedrock of poetry too. I mean, the really resistant thing in the poem. He has had to occupy an area in history big enough for some spirit size. You know, it's like he's trying to find clothes big enough for him. The spirit which can roam all over anything it can imagine, and then imagine one that that is still restless because it can't find a space big enough for it to exist in. And we, this evening, will attend a poetry of this order. One thing I find, for those of you who may really find yourself having to go along with something that will leave you feeling like you could have fitted in a much smaller space and time. The other thing he delights in at times are really beautiful songs, and then you discover that whatever this huge size and space and time he occupies, he also is occupying beautiful and discreet, almost ordinary areas. So may I now get from the back of the room there Charles Olson, who will take over.
Thank you. It feels like a convention hall. And I never was running for anything, fortunately. Oh, would somebody loan me Maximus call? I'm having a copy. Thank you. Thank you. it again. Yeah, that's right. How the hell do you prove what you're always... Not. Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's a funny one. Where the hell did they go to? Somebody took them. Would by any chance, Robert Creeley, you have... Oh, here it is. I got it. I'd like first to read a thank you, Robert, for that word song.